You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
How do, ma'am? Can I take your order?
Oh, morning, Mr. Gregory. Yes, I'd like...
I want a box of dust, please.
A box of crackers, and that's all for today. And don't forget my box of dust.
Oh, I'd like some dust, too.
Say, what's this dust everybody's ordering?
Why, dust is the fastest-growing soap we got. It's a new kind of granulated soap put out by Procter & Gamble.
Oh, yes.
Thing about this dust, it does all three kinds of wash.
What?
Yep, work shirts, towels, rayons, everything.
You don't mean it.
Sure, it's a cinch with dust. Look, you know that Mrs. Graham over there?
Oh, yes.
Well, I hear her husband's working in a war plant now. And his work shirts are just terrible.
Greasy.
You said it. But she says Duz gets them wonderful clean, and she don't do any hard scrubbing no more. It seems there's no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Duz. You ask my missus.
Yes, but you know, Mr. Gregory, it's the white pieces I'm fussy about.
Say, this Duz gives you a wash that's a dazzler. You know what Mrs. Graham told me?
Mm-hmm.
She says even the towels her husband wipes his greasy hands on come out snowy white with dust.
Mm.
By the way these ladies carried on, you know dust was a humding of her whiteness.
And you say all these ladies are using dust for their nice rayon slips, too?
That's the truth.
But I want my nice colored things to last longer these days.
Sure you do. And dust is a lot safer for colors. In fact, just between you and me, my missus heard on the radio that colors stay bright longer with Duz than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps. I'm telling you, ma'am, this Duz is something different.
You bet new Duz is different. Duz, D-U-Z, is not just an improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. So, friends, why don't you change to Duz? Even in the toughest wartime wash, Duz does everything. And now the Goldbergs. One thing is clear now, and that is the situation that Emma has created at the Goldbergs. She fixed it so Mikey would be AWOL from his regiment. This was her revenge on him for showing her up to Sammy. But when the truth came out, Emma ran upstairs to her room and locked herself in. Molly has been speaking to her. While downstairs, the men are wondering how Mikey can straighten out his tangled military affairs. Listen.
Molly!
Papa, darling,
Jay,
please.
Go up
Jay.
And tell your mother that I want Emma pecked and gone and left before we all can say Jake Roberts.
Pop, please.
You heard me.
Mama knows what to do, Pop.
If your mother knew what to do, Emma would have been out of here long before she did what she did to Mikey.
Long before she did what she did to Mikey.
A girl to have the colossal imposition?
Such a colossal imposition? To take into her hands the rules of an army? To answer telephones, then she knew the calls was for Mikey. And if Mikey didn't get him, he would maybe, who knows, he would maybe be court-martialed. Who knows? Huh? Revenge she wanted? Because Mikey was Sima's best friend, and he didn't want Sammy bamboozled by her. Such an individual. Such a human being. And to plus everything, she took a letter that Sima was supposed to mail it for Mikey to his commanding officer, and she took it and tore it up. Such a rascality. Such a rascality. Go, Rosalie. Tell Mama Emma must be packed and out. Null and void before you can say Jack Robinson.
Where's Mikey?
He went to look for that man who telephoned.
Who's got a... A headache still.
For who?
For who?
Jake, please.
I said for who?
I said for who?
Jake.
I repeat, for who?
She's hysterical.
Is she pecking?
Bob, please see that she's packed and out before Mikey sees her here.
Before Mikey sees her here, Molly.
I'll give her a pill. I'll give Emma a pill and then she'll pack.
What excuse did she give for doing what she did?
sake, she's hysterical.
Does she know that Mikey can be court-martialed for AWOL?
Yeah, does she know that Mikey can be court-martialed for AWOL?
I can't find a strange face in the whole village.
Come in, Seymour, and close it off.
Have you seen Mikey, Seymour?
Mikey walked one way, and I walked the other way.
The bottle is empty. Who took the last headache pill?
I have headache pills.
I prohibit it.
Jake.
These are very good pills. You don't have to worry.
Now bring me a little water over there.
I said I forbid it.
Jake forbids it.
Oh, Jake, please, please.
Where's my hat?
Jake.
If you only let me go up to Emma, when I get through with her, she'll have a headache that no pills can cure.
Where are you going, Jake?
If I told you, you would stop me.
Jake, where are you going?
To the sheriff. And how do you like that?
The sheriff. But I need a sheriff. Sheriff, she's hysterical. Whatever she did, David, she did. She's hysterical, David. Whatever she did, she did.
Molly.
Rosalie, don't stand. Did you hear Mama say I want water for pills?
Molly, if you would only let me upstairs, I would tell her already something that would give her such a headache. No pills would cure her.
Give me. When Mikey comes in, Rosalie, hear me careful. Hear me careful.
Yes.
I'm looking at you. Look at me with both eyes.
Yes.
Don't look across when I'm looking in front. Please. When Mikey comes in, tell him I was thinking. And I was thinking that the first thing that he should do... You're not listening. Look, I'm talking and she's looking north and I'm talking south.
I'm listening, Ma.
Then listen. When Mikey comes in, tell him that I was thinking. The first thing that he should do is to call his commanding officer, the one that he wrote a letter to.
The letter I was supposed to mail.
Yes, the letter you were supposed to mail, all right, Seymour.
It's not all right, Mrs. Goldberg. I'll never forgive myself. I'll never be the same person in my own eyes again. This incident, whether you believe me or not, has robbed me of my self-respect and confidence.
Me too, Seymour. Me too. Me too. This incident robbed me also. Me also. I'll never have the same eyes for myself, neither.
All right, David.
All right? She's not all right. She fooled me also. Me also. A girl was working for my solid doctor for 18 months. And in 18 months, I didn't see something wrong. And I should bring her here and make trouble for my best friend.
It did already.
Mikey?
I can't find him either.
You can't find a strange face? Nobody can find a strange face. Who telephoned? Maybe he took the train back after he telephoned and he was hanging on the telephone. Mikey, I was just saying to Rosalie...
Yeah?
To put in a long-distance call to your commanding officer. Hear me, Mikey?
Yeah.
Speak to him, and we are witnesses for what happened. You hear me? We will be the witnesses for what happened. Emma is still here. She's upstairs yet. Let her remain until she makes a statement that she prevented you from getting complete knowledge and you didn't receive your notifications.
And I'll tell what happened also.
Seymour, tell us.
Sure, we were walking on Emma by her cunning, got your letter and pretended to mail it.
What time is it?
Whatever the time is, Mikey, whatever the time is, put in the call. Say that you're leaving right away.
She's
let her scream. If you'd only let me up to her, I'd really give her something
Mikey,
to scream
please.
About.
She's
let
me, Molly.
Please,
Mikey. Please, go and find Mr. Goldberg. See that he don't get a constable sheriff.
What should I do?
Call my father, Seymour.
I'm willing to do anything. What should I do, Mikey?
I don't care.
Very well. Try to think kindly of me, Mikey. It was a beautiful night when I walked with her, and you gave me the letter to mail. I was weak. She was attractive. Even Sammy wasn't good.
Hurry, Seymour.
All right, Rosie. I think I'll take a pill myself.
Mikey, you want me to try and get the number for you?
Rosie, I don't know what good that would do.
Well, try anyway, Mikey.
All right.
Hysterical, she is.
Hello, operator.
Who are you calling?
His commanding officer.
That's right. She'll make a confession, she said.
Operator, I want to put in a long-distance call.
She'll make a confession.
Yeah.
Hysterical, she is.
Ferncroft 0702.
No, she's hysterical.
Extension 784.
Oh, she'll make a confession.
Yeah.
If Emma...
Now, will you call me back, please?
That's all.
Okay.
If Emma will make a confession, and Mama and Papa will be witnesses, and...
Come in, Mr. Lecter.
Gee, Abe Lesser.
Hello.
I thought it was you, Abe.
Who's that?
That's Mr. Lesser, the tailor.
He's the man who kept telephoning to Mikey about the telegrams that came from Mikey.
Oh.
This is Abe Lester.
Oh, I'm Uncle David.
Yeah, Abe Lester.
Nice to meet you.
Sit down, Mr. Lester.
Thank you.
Tell them, Lester, how she bamboozled you on the telephone.
Fix that glass of tea, Rosalind. Thank you. I got a cold. My first time in the country.
Abe, when did you get my first telegram, Abe? Tell me.
Your first telegram?
Yeah.
I got...
Abe, what did she tell you when she spoke to you on the phone, huh?
She said she'll give you the message. I said, who is this I'm talking to?
Yeah, well, who did she say?
She said...
Yeah, Abe?
She said...
Yes, Abe?
Rosie, I know it's you girl because your mama told me.
Yeah?
I called again, Lester Boy, I called, and the same girl told me you left. Left is left.
Yeah, and then?
Then? Another telegram. Then I took the train. And I'm here.
She's hysterical.
Hysterical?
Wait a minute.
She's hysterical.
Mr. Gordon, will you let me go? Yes? Hello? Yes, Sergeant Mikey Bloom. 1-0-3-2-7-6-4-0. AWOL. Yeah. Yes, it's very important.
Explanations often point a way out, but the act that Emma is putting on upstairs indicates she may have some other way out for herself. Whenever I hear you ladies say you hate to wash dishes, I figure it's the fault of those halfway soaps. Yes, if you're using a tough granulated soap, you're only getting a halfway job because it's short on kindness to your hands. Or if you're using a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. But here's the dishwashing news you've been waiting for. New Does is here. Yes, I mean that new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. And it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Yes, your hands will come out of the dishpan feeling beautifully soft and smooth. Actually, New Does is far kinder to your hands, kinder than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Yet no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Remember, you can tell by the suds how new and different Does is. Try it in your dishpan. You'll find Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Tomorrow, Mikey gives in to Molly, and unknowingly, Molly arranges a very serious meeting. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.